Through his resurrection from the dead, our Lord Jesus has secured for us the righteousness which he obtained for us through and by his death. We are righteous in Christ before the eyes of our Heavenly Father. As we seek to live lives that please him, we give our attention once again this morning to the reading of his law. God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself the carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your sojourner who is within your gates, or your livestock. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Our Lord Jesus Christ summarized these Ten Commandments when he taught us the following: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commandments, and therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Let's respond by singing from Psalm 86, the stanzas 2 and 4. Let's come to our God and seek his blessing in prayer as we continue our worship of him this morning. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have gathered us here to worship you this beautiful Easter morning. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We rejoice as we celebrate your early morning visit to the tomb, where in your love you came to save your servant Jesus from the grave. We thank you for that moment so long ago, where by your almighty power you raised Christ from the dead. With your whole church on earth and in heaven, we thank you that death no longer has dominion over Christ, because he has defeated both sin and death, and because he lives, we also shall live. O God, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. You have brought us out of the darkness and shadow of death, and you have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. It is our prayer that once again this Lord's Day, you would establish our minds in the truth of the gospel, that you would fill our hearts with everlasting joy, and that you would let our hope be sure and steadfast all our days. Grant that we would hold fast to the risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. We need Christ every day. You alone know our wandering from your ways, our wasting of your gifts, and our forgetting of your love. Forgive us, O God, our sins. Teach us each day again to hate them and to flee from them. And help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to live in your light and walk in your ways according to the commandments of Jesus Christ, our Lord. To this end, we seek also your blessing this morning on the ministry of the word and the administration of the Lord's Supper. Increase our faith and our hope and our love. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus we pray. Amen. I invite you to take your Bibles as we turn this Easter morning to the Gospel of John, reading chapter 20, the first 18 verses. Gospel of John, chapter 20, starting at the first verse. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. So far, the reading in God's holy word this morning, we're going to meditate for a few moments on verse 16.